This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, here we go. Get yourself into the excited zone. It's DJ V time with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And both Jennifer, what an opportunity. Both Jennifer and Victoria have some trending items. Jen, where do we start?
We start with the FBI and a new report that has come out warning about sexual assaults on airline flights. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this, but this is pretty unbelievable. The FBI is warning about a serious federal crime that's on the rise, even though many incidents are probably not being reported, and that is sexual assault in the air. Now, this is still a pretty rare phenomenon, but agents said that the number of reported cases has increased in recent years. In 2014, there were 38 cases of in-flight sexual assault reported to the FBI. Last year, that number almost doubled at 63 reported cases, but officials believe that crimes are significantly underreported. Already this year, there have already been 10 reports of sexual assaults at one airport alone. That's Baltimore Airport, BWI, Kara, in your neck of the woods. Those numbers are in line with what other airports are reporting around the country. Now, the attack usually involves inappropriate touching, either grazing a body part to even more graphic acts. Now, when I originally read this story, I thought, okay, has anybody seen the size of an airplane seat and an airplane aisle? Of course you're going to graze somebody, right? And maybe it's going to be inappropriate and you don't mean to do it. But I guess if you dig down deep, it seems that many of the victims, people who are being victimized here, are people who sit in a middle or a window seat, and they're on the long-haul flights maybe across the country where they're covered by a blanket or a jacket, and they go to sleep. And many of these people will wake up, and they will find that the offenders sitting next to them will have their hands under the blanket or maybe in their clothing.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
And so imagine that. Imagine going to sleep on an airplane, which is hard for me to imagine in general because I don't usually much. It's difficult. But you wake up, and then you have a hand down your shirt or something like that. I mean, this is ridiculous. And this is what's happening. According to the FBI, they've even created a pamphlet to tell you what to do if you are a victim.
What are you supposed to do, though?
Immediately punch someone in the face.
Punch the guy.
That's what I would do.
They say most of them happen on red-eye flights when the cabin lights are dim. That way no one can see what's going on.
Lights go down low. All right, other travel news here.
Think about it. Most people will take, I mean, not most people, but some people take the sleeping pills on the flight and they're just knocked out and they let themselves be victim to this.
There you go. TSA taking a closer look at powders. This sounds important. Now the TSA focusing on containers with more than 350 milliliters of powder, asking passengers to place those items in checked luggage or risk being subjected to additional screening. The TSA says security concerns have to do with the risk of an explosive device that could be put in talcum powder or something like that. When did this start? Why? What is there? What's happened? This started in April. I haven't noticed it, but I don't carry any powder with me. But it's such theater. It really is. This travel theater.
What are they looking for?
Theater.
So it's just powder that.
How are they going to know by looking at it whether you can blow? Unless you try to blow it up, how are you going to know whether it's blow upable or not?
Yeah. Do they have a lab testing place now? It's a check-in? Or it just doesn't make any sense.
It's such foolishness. Do you think those guys, the people at the TSA, first of all, there's so many of them. I came through Martha's Vineyard the other day. You know how many TSA agents they have assigned to that station?
Probably
14 full-time TSA agents.
You would think it's like Wings, but no.
Airport. Yeah. Well, this airport has maybe a dozen flights a day, and they're all 10-passenger flights. It is incredible the amount of money.
Don't you think people want to work there, though?
At what, Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah, of course.
I'd want to work in Martha's Vineyard at the TSA. Other travel news, Marriott International unveiling a plan to revamp the Sheraton Hotel and Resorts brand. struggling for a while. I didn't know this, but I don't think, I mean, when I travel, I like Marriott's, Westin's, hotels that are like that, Sheraton's, but now they all belong to the same. That's the thing. There's been so much consolidation, you don't really know, although in this circumstance, you can pretty much count on Marriott owning almost everything. So they're shuffling around the brands. What they bought Starwood Hotels in 2016, so they have 444 Sheratons alone. You know how many hotels they own altogether? We're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of units controlled by this one company. Anyway, 25% of the owners of Sheraton Hotels have committed to spending $500 million to renovate. Now, the other thing that you don't probably know is that Marriott is a brand that is used. The owners, most hotels, you can go into a hotel and you'll see a plaque on the wall that says this hotel is managed by Marriott but owned by this group of partners. So it's a different reality. And they,
is it like a Starbucks in that sense? It's you buy the brand, but you operate it individually?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just a big corporation that ran everything.
Well, it is. They own their own. They own some of their own hotels, but more often than not, because they don't have to have any capital involved, they're just a management company. But they've bought all these other management companies with different brands, and I just wonder if it makes any difference anymore. Is it just like what was predicted when I was a kid? Somebody said to me, well, when you're an old-timer, the country will be, it'll be the airline, the supermarket, the hotel, and that's what's happened certainly in the radio business, the radio station. There are only a few owners of some of these large companies, so it's happening everywhere. And I just was talking about the AT&T and the Comcast deal and Fox being bought out by Disney. Yeah, sooner or later, it's the
Monsanto and Bayer.
Ah!
Yeah, it just keeps going.
On that. Yeah,
but the interesting thing about the Sheraton, I was thinking about it. I'm like, when's the last time I even stayed in a Sheraton? And actually, the answer is we were stayed in one in Ireland in January.
Most of them are older. They feel older.
The and it definitely felt older. Yeah. But it's interesting that they're revamping with a lot of business people in mind. So I don't know if maybe that's going to be their new... their new target, because they have like the adjustable
business
desks
people
that are going to go in.
Always the target because they have the money to spend on.
But especially though, right? But especially though, with the adjustable desks, because a lot of people have standing desks in their office now. So things like that. That's a very unique feature for a hotel.
Didn't
and that
I see
is
some
clearly going
company,
towards business people.
Announcing they were going to do that stand up desks for its employees. Where did I see that this week?
They're great.
A lot of
my
companies
got
have
one.
One.
I'm jealous. I want one too.
Yeah, I like them. Frankly, they're good. It's better
sitting
to be
is
on
the
your
new
feet.
Smoking, so it's good
bad
for, you.
For you. All right, let's get off of our butts. It's 14 past the hour on the DJV show.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. 3 phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, some people in the news today. I was going to say Fox announced, but Fox didn't announce. Seth MacFarlane announced on behalf of himself. Remember earlier this week we were talking about him being upset because of something Tucker Carlson said, and it seemed to be much ado about nothing, but apparently he's taking it very seriously, taking it to the next level because he gave $2.5 million to NPR. I don't understand why. He was angry at Fox, so he gives money to NPR. Trying to figure out the rationale
his
for that.
His money, he can do what he wants with it.
Right, exactly. But why tie the two together? You want to give money to NPR? Give money to NPR. One way or the other. Help yourself. His stuff would never make it on NPR, that's for sure. He should be thankful there is a Fox, because otherwise, where would he at? Well, could he? He'd probably be all right on Netflix, some of the subscription-based stuff. He could do that, right? All right, let's see if we can figure out the latest move from Jason Kessler, who has filed an application. It's been approved to hold a white civil rights rally in August at the National Park in Washington. This ought to be good. Remember last year in Charlottesville, he held the August Unite the Right rally? Now, I don't. For me, you don't hear shots at the right or the left, other than what the individuals deserve, in my mind. So that's why I don't get involved in these Trump things or didn't with the Obama. Just individual things, yes, but not as a general reaction. Ah, everything he does is terrible. Look at everybody. But I would tell you, this group, as far as I'm concerned, pretty much everything they do is terrible. I don't see. I mean, I see that they have a right to do it. And we applaud, and they all ought to be thankful, and we all ought to be thankful. We live in a country where you can do this stupid stuff. Because, about 400 people showed up last year, but what a mess they made.
Well, the woman died, and she was killed, and it's a disaster. And now they want to do it on a larger stage.
So they ought to be able to do what they do. But we know what they stand for, and so why would you pay attention to it? But that's what he wants. He wants you to pay attention. It's usually with guys like that, it's all about them and what their beliefs are, what they feel like they need to have attention. We need to have, and I understand, because now there's this counter movement. We got to balance everything so the black people have a Black Pride Day, and how come we can't have a White Pride Day? What for? Muslim Pride Day, Christian Pride Day. Ay, ay, ay.
Can't we just have one Pride Day and everybody can just be proud and we can go for the day?
Thank you, Jennifer. Ding, 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 ding.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Thanks. I'll take participation in that.
Yeah, says Kate, the three white people. It's fine with us, but other people have very different perspectives on it.
Well, but why do they have different perspectives? What goes
on
in their life?
Because of their history that we don't share.
But we don't. It isn't history now. It's today. You look and remember the small mirror in the back looks back, big windshield in the front?
Yeah.
So that was
That's
yesterday.
That's a very simplistic way.
History's not that far away either.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not buying it. All right, 21 after the hour.
Healthcare. Medicare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Three and change after the hour here on the DJV program. Entertainment item number one is the continuing focus on what's ABC going to do now with Darlene Conner and the spinoff from Roseanne. Apparently, yesterday, the folks that are producing this program or produce the old program have told John Goodman and Larry Metcalf that they are going to have a new show. They will receive $250,000 an episode, as was negotiated for the second season of the revival of Roseanne. I'd say that means they're going to have a revival of, or I don't know, how do they, what is, do they just call it a spinoff of a revival? Whatever it is, there is big money because the Roseanne show proved to be the number one show of the season for ABC. Not only the number one show, new show, but the number one show ratings-wise. So they, you know, Roseanne screwed everybody, including herself, with this. Why don't you just keep
It'll be interesting to see if she'll sign off and allow them to do it.
She has to. They won't do it. They told her she cannot profit from it.
Right, because if she profits from it, then you're going to still have sponsors pulling out of the project,
right,
even if she's not in it. So yeah. is she going to swallow her pride
she
and let everybody go on without her, or is she going to make a stink? That'll be the interesting part to figure out.
No, she says she's going to just walk away. So
I don't know. It'd be really easy to kill her. If they wanted to just keep it Roseanne, they could actually just get rid of her, because the last episode had her going in for knee surgery, and while it's unlikely to die usually from knee replacement surgery, you know, they could say something went wrong. Right.
Yeah, right. Complications. Okay, 25 after the hour. Speaking of things wrong, yesterday we were trying to figure out what happened to Paul McCartney's new singles that were supposed to be out, and they weren't, but they are now for everyone to enjoy. Its 17th studio album is being released, called Egypt Station. That's in September. The album he named after one of his original paintings has new singles. We talked about I Don't Know and Come On to Me. And so that's what we have playing in the background here. Let's see what we think of this.
This one's I Don't Know. It's not my favorite. No. I like the other one a little bit better.
Yeah. So why don't we play the other one?
Well, I wanted to give you a chance to listen to it.
I haven't heard them either.
I must try to be strong.
Pretty standard McCartney stuff.
I must try to love you. best as I can.
That's good.
But you know that I'm only a man. Why am I going wrong? I don't know.
All right. Do you want to hear the other one now?
Yes. Thank you. This is Come On to Me. The other one. You said you like this one better, Kara. I like the other one better.
Yeah, the other one's kind of boring to me.
No. There you go. So McCartney recorded the album in Los Angeles and in England. Egypt Station available to pre-order now. And McCartney is apparently going to be headlining at the Austin City Limits Music Festival in October. That performance marked his first major show of the year after devoting much of last year to his one-on-one shows with all of his hits. Those were fun, and he really filled up. I mean, McCartney's going to fill up any stadium that he goes to.
I like this one because it kind of has some Beatle-esque stuff in it. Mm-hmm. Like the change in the melodies, and it's kind of, yeah, I think that's kind of a cool thing. He still has a little bit of that original
Let's do a little
sound.
More of it. Let's listen to a little more of it here. His wings there, that feels like wings. This does. Yeah, that really feels like wings.
I like it.
Yeah. That's okay. It's all right. So it'll do well because it's McCartney. What's anything else? 28 past the hour, the focus on music and Paul McCartney here on the DJV show.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drug stores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this vote, the yeas are 193 and the nays are 231. The bill is not passed.
That was the sound yesterday in the U.S. House of the failure of the first of two House Republican immigration bills. More than 40 Republicans joining all Democrats in voting no, though President Trump later said,
"We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up."
A vote on a more moderate immigration bill that was originally scheduled for yesterday is now being postponed until next week, as Republican leaders say they want members to have a little more time to study that second bill. Heavy rains in South Texas forcing more people to evacuate their flooded homes. 16 inches of rain falling in the border town of McAllen since Monday. This is USA Radio News.
In
15 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 34 after the hour. It's the DJV Show, a daily interview with the reality. I guess we're all interested in our own realities and your realities. We'll share our thoughts. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen in the control room in Washington. Let's see what we can do about bringing you a good day. Although there are distractions. Victoria's been focusing on the problems of OxyContin. This is a national... Is it as bad elsewhere as it is here? Other countries having the same, grappling with the same issues when
that's
it comes to...
That's a good question. I would guess Canada may have... I do think Canada does have some issues like this, similar, but I don't think anything is as bad as in the U.S.
Yeah. So what's going on now? You were mentioning earlier...
Well, Purdue Pharma, which is the maker of OxyContin, they have fired the rest of their sales team. They confirmed that about 350 employees were let go earlier this week, and that about half of that group was in their sales department. Mm-hmm. And so now that they had already cut the sales force in half, now they've gotten rid of the other half. And so... they said they were going to stop promoting opioids to doctors. Wah-wah. Like, hello, it's way too late anyway.
Yeah, right.
Multiple drug outlets have already
reported. Barn door, horses out, Close.
Right, exactly. Yeah. OxyContin is one of Purdue's best-selling drugs. Of course it is. They said they're still going to manufacture it, but they're now focusing on new medications and unmet needs of cancer patients. So that's their new focus. But, of course, they're still facing several lawsuits from multiple states and local entities, basically, that they had marketed this, that they had marketed OxyContin as safe. Doctors prescribed it, and look where we are.
Mm-hmm.
42,000 people in 2016 were killed by opioids, and they were involved in 40% of all opioid overdose deaths are the prescription OxyContin. So
some of these drugs and others apparently have been forced on children in these migrant camps. There have been investigations into, there have been some lawyers going after the information from the Office of Refugee Resettlement. I look at this stuff and I think to myself, why, how, when, it's so frustrating because you don't really know what to do, no matter what the instance. Okay, Victoria's story, something, other story, every day there's a problem with these drugs and drugs being, I remember when I was teaching school, kids were sent down to the nurse if they were acting out, and it was supposed to be the nurse helping youngsters to feel better. But what are they feeling badly about? Is it psychological? Is it emotional? Is it physical? And we didn't have the resources. Those people didn't have the sophistication to know what was really going on. Or even the simple answer to the question, what'd you have for breakfast there, buddy? Which more often than not was the problem in school. What they had for breakfast. Or what they didn't have for breakfast. So, anyway. Well, let me just stick to the migrant situation. I thought it was interesting. Yesterday, American Airlines, United, Southwest, and Frontier said that they will not be flying migrant children who've been separated from their families. They refuse to do it.
American said,
we bring families together. We don't break them apart.
I saw that the airlines had all said that, but how would they know? Do they mean they're going to deny a government official getting on a flight with a child? Is that what they meant?
Isn't it some reports, and this is just a guess because I don't really know, but I think it's because in New York, Victoria, I think the other day there was a story about these kids who were actually migrants coming into this country or separated from their parents who were actually in shelter facilities in New York. And I think the mayor, Bill de Blasio, was going to go try to check it out. And so I think in most cases, the families are kept close together wherever they're coming in, at whatever illegal point they're coming in. But there are some instances where there aren't facilities to take care of the kids, and so then they have to send them off to someplace.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And so I think the airlines were saying, well, we're not going to fly them if you're going to make them fly commercial and ship them off someplace.
Mm.
So what's going on with the World Cup? World Cup, do we have any more of the Russians doing other unspeakable things like winning?
They have won. I didn't see any of it yesterday, but I know Russia did win their most recent game. I think Kara's probably been following it a little more closely.
Well, the reason I ask isn't so much because I'm not on to that, although there are a lot of people, I was told yesterday in the bank,
Portugal's killing it. We know that.
Yeah,
Portugal's
that's what
got a real
say.
Chance to win.
Yeah.
Their star player has scored more goals. He scored 4 goals, Cristiano Ronaldo, so far. So he scored more than anybody else in the World Cup.
I think
so
at the end,
on target.
Even if he doesn't score any more goals, because they beat Morocco 1-0 yesterday, or was it yesterday? I don't know, sometime earlier
this
week.
Yeah, yesterday,
Yeah, he's going to have more goals than, like, 10 teams total that are playing in the World Cup that have gone out with 0 points. So it's pretty crazy.
So here's a reporter, correspondent for the German news station, Juliet Gonzalez-Theran, who's doing a live report from Russia, and some Russian guy runs up to her, grabs her, and kisses her.
I saw that.
This is a weird... Did you see the video for it?
I
watched the video for it. It's just a random dude comes up and kisses her on the cheek.
Right, but the headline was it got labeled as a sexual assault.
I know.
When I watched the video, I was like, well, wait a second. He runs up, he grabs her by the shoulders and kisses her on the cheek, and maybe he grazed her left boob, but that was not a sexual assault.
So I wouldn't qualify it as a sexual assault, but I think what people were more trying to say is that, hey, just a reminder, this is what women have to deal with on the job when they're reporters. Because this happens all the time. How many videos have we all seen of women reporters out on the street getting kissed or
smacked on the butt or, you know, something right. like that by crazed sports fans. Happens
I think
all
need
the time.
To start throwing punches.
Yeah, I think so too.
I wish somebody would smack me in the butt as I'm traveling. That'd be just...
Well, okay. I'll make sure to tell
so
somebody on the plane to do
sexual
that.
Assault?
You are yeah. you going to be on any red eye sometime soon?
I'm on a plane.
Cover you in a blanket.
Today.
Hope for the best.
Yeah. I'll ask one of those guys to smack you on the butt.
Okay, very nicely done. Thank you. The median incomes across America, the whole business of how much unemployment. I'm more interested in this now because I'm trying to figure out, I think I've made a few statements this week about where the economy is going and how we seem to be trying to kill the golden goose, increasing interest rates and things like that. I'm wondering whether you feel it or sense it in Los Angeles or New York. Jennifer is there, or Victoria. I feel that at this point, the interest rate increase has just dampened enthusiasm a little bit, and only if people are trying to borrow money for a mortgage. The rate was 3.4, the average rate was 3.4%, and that's still pretty good, actually, when
still
you get right down to
yeah.
it. It's now
I
up to 3.8.
I remember when the interest rate was 6%.
I remember when Jimmy Carter was president, it was 18%.
Whoa.
So, any question about why he didn't get reelected? It didn't take a lot to figure out what was going to happen at the end of that deal. But it just seems rather, it's again, the news media play has so much of an impact on our lives. When I was a kid, I sound like the old timer from the old galoot from Duluth, the focus wasn't on the news media. You'd be exposed to a newspaper, and you'd watch perhaps the nightly news with Walter Cronkite or the Huntley Brinkley Report or something like that. And that was there. Okay, so we know what's going on today. Next. It wasn't all about every. How many people do you know who, when they sit down to have a conversation with you, let's say you're going to dinner, the first thing out of their mouths is something political or something about what is not affecting them in their lives, but in general, it's the order of the day. Do you find that to be the case? You go out a lot with you. Well, both of you do, Victoria and Jennifer. You have lots of friends go out. What's the last time you went to dinner with Jennifer with somebody, what was the first thing that came up in conversation? Remember?
It depends on who I'm with. When I'm with my circle of friends and we don't get to see each other that often, it's usually personal stuff. But if it's somebody who's an acquaintance or if it's someone like my family, a lot of times we talk about the news of the day. I just think it's, you know, before it was a little bit easier to get the real news. It was easier to do. Walter Cronkite was a trusted source. He wasn't politically yep. biased. And you got one newspaper and that was it. But now you get people who are getting news feeds 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and everybody's inserting themselves in the story.
Yeah.
And so then now everybody's in this opinion society where we're just desperate to tell somebody what we think instead of mm-hmm. really listening and going back and forth on an issue. It's just always about the emotional argument of being on a certain team. And that, I think, makes communicating difficult. And we should be doing more of just listening and talking back and forth.
Yeah. What about you, Victoria? Your conversations with friends at dinner.
Yeah, our group of friends, within our group, personal stuff. None of us really have any interest in talking about politics because it's all frustrating for us. So if you were at dinner
last night, would you discuss what Cher said to James Corden on The Late Late Show? Corden's question was, who were the best lovers in your life? He asked her point blank, top five lovers, please. And she only mentioned Tom Cruise. That was it.
What?
She was asked on The Late Late Show.
She was with Tom Cruise? That's the only answer? Just Tom Cruise?
Well, she wouldn't name the others, yeah, but she did say Tom Cruise was a great lover.
Well, good for her.
That's a beard for him.
Huh? Yeah, I know, right? That's exactly where I'm thinking, too.
45 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
The need is constant for blood.
Dr. Justin Kreuter is the medical director of Mayo Clinic's Blood Donor Center.
Blood donation is important because there's no substitute for blood. It enables us to do life-saving surgeries. It enables us to provide life-saving medical treatments for patients.
There are five steps to donating blood. Register, fill out electronic health forms, have your vital signs checked, donate the blood, then have a snack to boost your blood sugar.
Just like milk in the grocery store, there's an expiration date to it, so we just can't stockpile it and save it for future use. And for this reason, we're constantly living in limbo of always needing folks to come and donate.
It doesn't matter what type blood you are. Every type is needed. Remember, when you give, others live. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, Kate Spade, apparently is still dead, she plans the people who worked with her donating $1 million to suicide prevention. I think that makes sense. This is her family doing this, right?
No, this is her brand that she actually has not been associated with.
Oh, the one she sold off.
Coach, yeah. It's essentially the Coach company, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? So
I think she sold it like more than a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what does this tell you? That they're conscious? That this is a problem people are recognizing and let's do something about it? What is this? Is the company looking for promotion?
I think her name's on it still. Yeah. Her name is the brand. The designs are inspired by her. So I think it's only appropriate that they step forward and pay tribute to her in some way, even if she wasn't associated with them when she died.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Yeah. The company's president said, "We hope that our support will shed even more light on the disease and encourage those who suffer from mental health issues to seek help. Collectively, we must all do more." Hard to argue with that. So good for them. 10 before the hour here on the DJV Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan now to overview a couple of items from the world of technology that will affect you. Tesla problems. Remember the story from Monday, I think it was, Victoria, where the actress Mary McCormick and her husband driving a Tesla down Santa Monica Boulevard and it catches fire. There are a lot of people focusing on Tesla. What a fabulous idea for a great car. But has it outlived its usefulness, or can they not make a really good one? What's the problem now? Tesla is under scrutiny by the feds for what?
Well, it's really not Tesla. It's a device called Autopilot Buddy, and it is designed, it's an add-on aftermarket device that is designed to fool Tesla's autopilot into thinking that the driver's hands are on the wheel, even though they're not. Now, this device has been banned by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and so they ordered that this company, which is based in California, that they stop selling and marketing Autopilot Buddy in the U.S. It sells for about $200. And so what it does, people can buy it, and you've been in a Tesla and you know autopilot mode does not work in a Tesla by design unless the driver's hands are on the wheel. So you can basically sit. It's not that different than cruise control in a regular traditional car. But to all these accidents that we've seen where people have not had their hands on the wheel, the woman was killed when she was hit in the crosswalk, we've had accidents happening, crashes, things like that. So Autopilot Buddy is apparently to blame in at least some of these cases. And so the car will steer and maintain its position within the lane by itself. But for safety, the driver's hands have got to remain on the wheel. And if your hands are taken off the wheel, the system in the Tesla will start beeping
beeping and warning you that the car will shut down if you don't put your hands on the wheel. Autopilot Buddy helped people override all of that. And so now Tesla has recently updated the software in all of its cars and SUVs, including ones that are already on the road, reminding with more reminders for drivers to keep their hands on the wheel or that the autopilot system will not work. And this company, Autopilot Buddy, has to they have to respond to this by June 29th, certifying that all U.S. marketing, sales, and distribution of the product have stopped. So this may be good news for Tesla, and people will be basically be using Tesla's and the autopilot system the way it was designed and not trying to get around it. But they've had a lot of bad publicity for what is really an incredible invention.
Mm-hmm, it is. Okay, next up, Apple working hard to make Siri competitive with Alexa and Google, or Google Assistant anyway. And they have some new features to talk about up next here.
The Geek Out.
Apple's 2018 Developers Conference showed us they are working hard to get Siri up to snuff with its Alexa and Google Assistant AI competitors. While previewing iOS 12, a lot of attention was pointed to Siri shortcuts, little phrases that power multiple actions. So think, Siri, I'm coming home, which then adjusts the thermostat, turns on lights, opens the garage door, and sends your family a group text telling them you're on your way home. The other big feature is the move to help users with device addiction, providing ways to limit the amount of time spent inside apps. iOS 12 beta is out now, but the public release won't hit till October, along with new iPhones we'll find out more about later this fall. We'll keep you posted about all of it here at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Is this a victory for your privacy? Let's find out. The latest from Victoria when it comes to some of the telecom companies and what they're doing or what they aren't doing now. How'd this get stopped?
It is a small victory for your privacy. The nation's four largest telecom companies announced that they will stop providing customer location information to companies that aggregate data on their customers. Now, this all started in a very odd way. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon called on the wireless carriers to investigate the issue after his own investigation revealed questionable data handling practices by a company called Securus Technologies. It's a Texas-based company which works with prisons to monitor inmate phone calls. And what they can do when an inmate is on the phone with anyone, this company can actually figure out and triangulate the location of the person on the other line. So it has nothing to do with the prisoner. They have the technology to track down who the prisoner is talking to, and then they can sell that data. And so now all four AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon have announced they will not be working with this company anymore, and they will not be selling your data and your location.
Down with data. 59 past the hour.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.